Hello, good evening, and today I've got an interesting comparison because this is four bottles of Henry Weston's of Much Markle near Ledbury in Herefordshire, and four very different of their vintage ciders, and they're all called vintage. And I think what they usually mean by vintage is they usually mean it's been matured in these huge oak vats, which you could sleep in, essentially. They're so gigantic. So I'm just going to run you through what they are, and then I'm going to open one of them. And then over some different days, I'm going to open the others and we'll discuss them. I'm not going to say one of them's going to be better. I think they'll probably all be fabulously excellent, but they'll be for different occasions, you know, and obviously one of them will appeal to you more than the others. But I do think you can't really go wrong with Henry Weston's. So first up, we've got the amazing Unbeatable Medium Dry Vintage Cider, 8.2%. And it's a vintage of 2024. Okay, that one's definitely been oak barreled. Then I've only chilled one of these at the moment, and that's the Medium Sweet Vintage Pear, 6%. It's made from peri pears to create an exceptional medium sweet pear cider. And that's vintage 2024 as well. And then we've got the enigmatic and interesting Medium Dry Cloudy Vintage, and this one's a whopping 7.3%. And as you move the bottle, you can see there's quite a bit of residue in the bottom of the bottle, and it's very different to the other three, as you can see, because they're in very, very dark brown bottles, and this is in a see-through bottle, and it's just really so that you can admire the gorgeous cloudy effect of this particular one. And again, it's vintage 2024. And it's vintage ciders are always slowly matured and spend time in traditional oak vats, which ensures an exceptional taste. They do pay a great deal of attention to detail and their sort of heritage pedigree. And then this one's often a favourite with me, the Medium Dry British Vintage, again 2024, again matured in the oak, 7.3%. So, you know, what is really the difference between the Medium Dry British Vintage 7.3% and the Medium Dry Vintage Cider at 8.2%? Well, I think you'll find that one's a bit more alcoholic, but I'm not entirely sure why they do two fairly similar ciders like that, but you know, slightly different alcohol. I'm not really sure what their sort of idea of all the different ciders they do is, but I do like to try them all out, and I do prefer these stronger ciders if possible. So I think I'll probably have the vintage pair tomorrow, which leaves me with which one shall I have now. And I think I'd like to either have the cloudy vintage or the British vintage. And I'm just thinking about, because I only actually want to drink half of the bottle and then save the rest for tomorrow. Because I'm going to make some very powerful lentil pea, bacon and vegetables broth, okay? And I just thought cider would be nice with that. So it's going to be the cloudy vintage or the British vintage. Now, I think I'm going to go for the British vintage, okay? So I'm going to open that now, give it a whirl, and see how that's doing. So have a look at... go to Henry Weston's when you're in Herefordshire, and they have a fantastic shop, and you really can buy the ciders, you know, from like £1.50 or even less per bottle, so it's well worth the trek. And they do some fantastic, glassware, and I've got ceramic, old pottery ceramic cider. They're a bit like soup mugs, but they're cider mugs. So this is in my old Rosie, and it's a really, really beautiful dark gold, like cider used to be 50 years ago, It wasn't ashamed of being a little bit fizzy and a deep golden colour and smelling marvellously of apples. This is the medium dry British vintage, 7.3%. The first thing I'd say is, you're in these four ciders, you're looking at, 100% apples. You haven't got any sugar or sweetener in there, which is fantastic. I hate things which have been adulterated. Very, very apple-y. There are loads and loads of integrity, and you're really drinking what you want to be drinking. But the first thing that I notice, it doesn't in any way come across as being as strong as 7.3%. Most commercial ciders these days are 4%, and a great many of them are sweetened or they're toned down, possibly even with water, and certainly with other types of fruit juice, which in itself is actually non-alcoholic. So they come out fairly well, fairly uniform and fairly bland at 4%. But it's very rare that I drink a 4% cider. I'm gonna drink some cider. I'm really going to drink some cider, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to just drink half the bottle, actually. It's so incredibly gorgeous. I'll probably just wolf the lot down. But there it is. Absolutely tip-top deliciousness from Westerns of much marque. I mean, even the village is interesting. It's sort of stuck, lost in the midst of time. Anyway, don't let me keep you. I'll open another one and then another one and then another one, and we'll see what these are. I mean, what would I suggest this one with? It's absolutely perfect on a hot or cold day for just drinking on its own, but it would be magnificent with vintage mature cheddar and a crunchy apple. Absolutely perfect. Perhaps some grapes and celery. Otherwise, it would be superb with chicken ham leek pie. And it would be pretty nice with bacon pudding or pork fillet. It's definitely in there for your sort of ploughman's lunch. Any type of ham, cheese, eggs, type of ploughman's lunch. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. On a picnic on a Herefordshire hill underneath an oak tree. Although you're not supposed to sit under them in case a piece of wood falls off and bangs you on the head. But there you are. Anyway. Chin chin. Absolutely brilliant foodie cider. I mean, this has got to be the sort of benchmark of British cider, this particular one. Well, it is called British Vintage, and I think it really lives up to itself in every conceivable way. I'm going to give it 50 million stars, okay? And I'm just going to wolf it down, and then I'll get a fairly early night. Cheers.